at Lansing Community College, we believe we have one of the highest populations of veteran students out of all community colleges in the state. And Secretary Shinseki held LCC up as one of two great examples nationwide. Back in February, when we were at a nationwide conference talking about great programs that help veterans transfer from military to civilian life. And so we have highlighted our medic to paramedic to RN program, which fast tracks veterans who have experience in the field and gives them credit for that experience so they can get right back into the workforce. And so we want to support veterans here on our campus. And, you know, Michigan has a large number of veterans that will be coming home over the next couple of years, and we aim to be one of the national leaders in helping our veterans make the transition back into civilian life.
How many vets attend classes at LCC?
We've got about 500.
And speaking of the growth of LCC, there are some serious renovations that are coming LCC's way. Give us the details.
Well, our board on Monday evening approved three projects. One is to expand our airframe and power plant maintenance program out at the Mason Airport. You will recall that the board bought that hangar a couple of years ago. And so we're looking forward to growing that program. It's popular. We think people end up with good paying jobs in that field. We also are expanding our computer and information technology program. We're moving it from our main campus out to our west campus, and we're expanding those careers, as well as our alternative energy, commercial, HVAC, and welding programs out at our west campus. And here on main campus, something that's pretty exciting is our high school diploma completion initiative, as well as our brand new early college, are both expanding and growing here on main campus. In fact, you may have had an opportunity to read about some of our early college students who participated in a national robotics competition. And they are the first rookie team to ever be invited to the national competition. In fact, it's a world competition. They've done a phenomenal job. They had a small amount of time to get ready, but they have performed very, very well.
Can you tell me where the Oliver Towers project stands? Has LCC made a formal bid to buy that yet? Where does that stand?
Well, it stands kind of in the same place it did when we talked last, Tony. We've let the city know that we are prepared to purchase the property. In fact, we extended the expiration date of our offer just about 3 weeks ago and extended the offer to the city to pay $2.5 million for that property, and we're waiting to hear from them.
So is the city dragging its feet?
I don't know that they're dragging their feet. I know that the city is very, very busy. They're in their budget process. They've been dealing with the casino project. I'm sure they are very, very busy. They know of our interest, and I'm sure they'll get to it when they they settle their other priorities.
Well, you know, it seems kind of bizarre that when Davenport had showed so much interest and was ready to move forward, and then all of a sudden, almost out of the blue, it was perceived that LCC wanted to take action, perhaps because they didn't want the competition there. Now, I know through conversations with you, there's been an ongoing process for you to acquire this, but now that expedited process has been slowed down, so it seems kind of weird.
Well, you know, we don't control how quickly the city processes anything, so we just want to make sure they continue to understand our interest, make sure that they know our offer is still valid and on the table, and we're ready to act when they're ready to act.
All right, Lisa, before I let you go, now, I don't think anybody's listening, so if you got any new or cool news coming up, why don't you share it with us?
Well, I don't have any new or cool news coming up, but I would like everybody to really watch The robotics team that I mentioned from our early college. And remember, our early college has students from every high school within our district. And these are just young people who are juniors and seniors in high school and have decided to take classes here on our campus to try to get a head start in college. They're all performing very, very well. And this robotics team, a very young and inexperienced, frankly, robotics team, is competing against, you know, four-year institutions, and making us all proud. We should watch those young people and this this young robotics team.
All right, Lisa, as always, we appreciate your knowledge. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.